I was framed for felony assault, battery, strong arm robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, and possession of stolen property for as a way to try to get rid of us for feeding the homeless. And I spent half a year in jail waiting my trial. We had Amnesty International declared us prisoners of conscience. And also the United Nations Human Rights Commission in Geneva, Switzerland, started an investigation, which is still ongoing, about human rights abuses in America.
Why do you believe that you were being arrested? What was the reason you were being arrested?
The police said many times that we were making a political statement and that that was not allowed. And their internal police memo said that if we were to succeed as an organization and continue feeding the homeless, that we would be the leadership necessary for the insurrection of the poor. So they were very, very concerned that they suppress us and stop us as soon as possible, so we would not be in, organizing poor people in San Francisco. As a result, however, Food Not Bombs became really popular and is now in 500 cities in the world. And in food, including, and then the, and Food Not Bombs is also in Glasgow, as we have a group there.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah. Okay. We'll walk.
Are you guys walking the corner?
Got it. So,
sorry, go on.
No
problem. Tell me a story.
So, anyway, as a result, many people could see that it was very strong political statement to serve free food, because it was obviously bothering the government really badly, and they were arresting us all the time. And it was because of popular support that we ended up winning our case. We had like about 300 people come to my trial every time. At first they put me in a plexiglass bulletproof box, and they're trying to say I was really dangerous and stuff. But the only thing is that we had done was cook vegetarian food and serve it on the streets. And it's an all-volunteer organization in approximately 500 cities around the world. And we've never been involved in any violence at all. I mean, one of our statements is that poverty is
today.
And today we've been marching. We did the first. We were like cooking in the morning to feed the protesters. Then we a bunch of us joined the march.
How do you fund that?
Well, it's all through donations of food. In this case, we get the food at Hunts Point produce markets, and also just natural food stores and other little produce departments all around the Lower East Side and bakeries and so on. And then we sell buttons and bumper stickers and books and things to raise money to buy rice and beans. So that's how we've been most, and sometimes we do punk shows.
Did you see any harassment from the police today? I mean,
we have not been harassed for serving food in New York. I don't think ever, actually.
Right.
The only cities we've been harassed in is San Francisco, Arcata, Nashville, Alexandria, Virginia, Elgin, Illinois, Whittier, California. Like, mostly cities in America. And then we've also been arrested once, supposedly by accident, in Utrecht, Holland.
In Utrecht?
Yeah. And they apologized to us. So.
I'm a professional journalist.
Yeah, we're just...
What's the problem, you know? How many police would you say are here, sir?
All right, we're here because you're here.
Okay, how many would you say are on this corner? I count about 10.
Walking, please.
10 people.
Okay.
10 police blocking traffic.
Can he walk?
I don't think it's fair. I object.
And I fair that we have to be here because you're here.
What harm are we doing? We're not doing any harm. We're not blocking any traffic. Look, the traffic's moving. Is the traffic getting through? Would you say this traffic's moving?